Good evening and welcome to the Jimmy James Manlow Show.
Jimmy James Manlow Show.
I am Jimmy James and this is the Jimmy James Manlow Show.
Jimmy James Manlow Show.
Okay, calm down. I know what you're waiting for. Time to bring out tonight's guest, Mr. Dean Parkin.
Shut up. Be quiet. Shut up.
All right. Good evening, Dean. Controversial Good as evening. Ever. Let's jump in straight away with the question.
Yes, let's. Can
Dean,
I do that chocolate?
I hear you're up to the Edinburgh Festival
yes,
this year.
Yep. Are you going to share that chocolate? Yes, noisily unwrapped. Yep.
No. What's the name of your show? And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, my show is called Dean's Dad's Ducks, and it's a story of 30,000 ducks. You probably know the old news story, which spilled into the sea after being bombed by a US fighter jet back in the early 90s.
Is that true?
And those ducks then floated around the world. And this is a story of those ducks, but also of the man who made them, who happened to be my father, who was a toy maker.
I do understand that the content of your show has caused some controversy. Are you at liberty to talk about that with us today?
Yes, well, there was just this man from Ipswich. He's a local councillor who has been complaining about some of the literature for the show, particularly the statement about the US fighter jet bombing the cargo ship of plastic ducks. It seems he thinks this is political propaganda and beyond poetic license. So he's been making a lot of noise about that, really. But, you know, I'm not the 6 o'clock news. Here I am actually a poet, and this is a story, and I do admit what's true or not in the show. You just have to come and see it, basically.
Were any ducks harmed, Dean?
Well, Jimmy James, I'm glad you asked me that question, because no ducks were harmed during this incident. What happened was the crew made for the lifeboats, the ship sunk, and the ducks bobbed up. That's 30,000 ducks, enough to cover 8 football pitches, if you can just imagine that.
Could you tell us a little bit about what's in store for people when they come to see the show?
Well, the show is a mixture of stories, poems and almost songs, sort of sonic tinkerings I call them, which are effectively poems with backing tracks. I also dance.
You dance, really?
During one of the songs, which is always a high point, I think, of the evening. And it's a story of these 30,000 ducks. It's a story of the strange double life of my father, the man who made them, who had these two lives.
I see. Can you pass that chocolate?
And it's about the effect that had on me. You know, he was a great liar, my father was, and he taught me everything that I know.
Yes, and that double life that your father led, we actually have a clip of your poem that deals with this. Is it possible to have that clip now, please?
Come with me to our house and his. Our house was semi-detached, top of a hill in a village. His other house was a bungalow and the Stubbswood estate in town. Our garage had kids' bikes, go-karts, rusty nails, an old hammer. His other garage had an up-and-over swing door and a car.
Oh, our house and his.
Our house and his.
So I'm telling you the differences.
Telling you the differences.
House,
there was our house and there was his.
I'm
explaining the differences between the two properties in the form of a song. He was a two-home man. He's a two-home, two-women, three-kids man. He's a two-home, two-women, three-kids, one dog, one cat man.
Wonderful stuff. So finally, Dean, please tell us where exactly and when.
Dean's Dad's Ducks will be at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe every day from the 6th to the 30th of August at the Zoo Southside, at the Cabaret Bar there, from 5:15 to 6:15.
Thank you, Dean. Well, I did bring along my steel string guitar. I thought we might be able to do a duet together, but you have taken up all of our time now. This is a 5-minute show, you know.
Sorry.
So to play us out instead, we'd like to introduce you to Mr. Virgil Renfro and his new song. You're going to be buying this by the end of next week. Blue Windows. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jimmy James, and you have been listening to The Jimmy James Show. See you next week.
My shoes train fell into my shoe again. I'm walking half laced on a canton stone. I keep muttering my convey belts turn slowly. I'm moving factory, making parts for the bizarre show. Yeah, I'll get home.